Day 294, or October the 21st. Don't take them for granted. Our thoughts today are rooted in Luke chapter 15, verse 29. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends." And now the big picture surrounding this verse. We are fast approaching the final days in the early life of Jesus, and my Bible's pages are still predominantly red to remind me that they contain the actual words of Jesus. They include many of his most beautiful parables, and perhaps his most famous one, the prodigal son. This was taught on the east side of the Jordan, so that when Jesus talks about a far-off distant land, he would have simply pointed north to the region of Decapolis, near the Sea of Galilee, where they bred pigs. If you recall, Jesus caused a mass suicide leap in a herd of pigs here, when he drove out evil spirits from a man and they fled into nearby pigs. Actually, they still breed pigs in Israel today, as many Jews do not obey the kosher laws of the Torah. I never thought I would ever eat a bacon sandwich in Israel, but I have. And now the action step for today. The prodigal son parable tends to concentrate on the son, but the real star is the father, who loves him so much he is willing to forgive him and welcome him back into the family. Many believe the parable should be called the forgiving father, as it is such a wonderful picture of God in heaven forgiving his errant children who finally have the sense to turn to him in their hour of need. However, I believe we also have much to learn from the older brother of the prodigal, the faithful one who has continued to do the right thing and feels aggrieved that his father seems to be taking him for granted. This is a reminder for all of us never to take those we love for granted. Don't follow the father's example or that of the prodigal's brother. Tell those you love that you love them. Now, don't keep it a secret.